Good morning from Marion, Kentucky, and welcome to the Crittenden Press Newscast, brought to you by Marion and Company. Well, folks, winter is finally on its way. After a cooler trend this week, it will give way for a wave of what they're saying could be frigid temperatures over the first few days of December. Temperatures could be as much as 20 degrees below normal during that period, which would mean high temperatures in the 30s and lows in the teens. So get that jacket ready. And additionally, there is a chance of light snow showers Saturday and into Sunday. Doesn't look like it's going to be too much, but be prepared for that if you're traveling for the holidays. Could be some icy roads during particularly the morning and afternoon. Let's get right into the local news. Crittenden County Elementary School's chess team won first place in a match it hosted over last weekend. Excellence in scholastic chess in Crittenden County goes way back many years. Derek Ford is continuing that tradition as the chess sponsor. But I remember back years ago, Brenda Foster, when she, I believe, incubated that program and turned it into something of a West Kentucky powerhouse, if you will. Now, Russell Vince of Marion was first place winner in that event last weekend to lead the team to the championship. You can read a lot more about the chess team's results in this week's Crittenden Press. Those of you asking about city leaf collection, had a lot of calls and emails and texts lately questioning the leaf pickup schedule. I've talked to the city administrator, Diane Ford Benningfield, yesterday, and she tells me that leaf collection is ongoing and admitted that it had been a bit spotty lately as maintenance crews have been called off to attend to several other issues, including that water situation out at the school district on Monday, which actually led to schools being closed yesterday. And the kids get an early start to the Thanksgiving break. They'll be out of classes the rest of the week, of course. And back to that leaf collection, there will be a full description of the schedule for next week in your Crittenden Press, which comes out this afternoon. But there will be a collection all next week, and there will be pick up in each of the city's four quadrants. So look at that schedule in this week's newspaper. And remember that over the holidays, the convenience center, that's the place you dump your garbage, and the animal shelter will be closed for the long holiday weekend, along with all the other state and local government offices. The Crittenden Press office will also be closed on Thursday and Friday. One thing you can get yourself charged up for the long holiday weekend is a chance to win $100 on Saturday. The Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce is gearing up to spread some holiday cheer, if you will, and support local businesses with their goodie bags filled with savings to mark Small Business Saturday. 100 goodie bags will be available at the parking lot at H&H Home and Hardware out on Sturgis Road. They will start handing those out at 8 a.m. You might want to get there early because it's limited to just 100 bags, and there's all kinds of stuff in each bag. They'll contain exclusive deals from local businesses, and one lucky person will win a $100 bill that will be stuffed in one of the bags. And additionally, those bags will include small business bingo cards, which offers even more savings and can be used throughout December 20th at local businesses. And speaking of the holidays, perhaps the biggest event on the horizon is a remake of one of Marion's favorite Foes Hall events, that's Living Christmas Tree, which will be presented over 5 days during December. An adult choir cast of about 30 individuals, along with a dozen kids in the children's choir and a team of Methodists in the handbell choir, will present a show that will last just over an hour. Corey and Michelle Kreider, a couple of local professional opera singers, will be directing the program, along with handbell director John Michael Gage. Now, this is a free program, free concert with some big names in it. And we're going to visit with some of those right now. We're going to take a moment and hear what some of the choir leaders have to say as these big events approach.
Well, it's very exciting to bring back a tradition that was so popular and so about which our community was so enthusiastic, but also just the tradition of choral singing, the practice of singing with a community of people, is something that sadly over the past couple decades probably has really gone down in the place where it was most prominent, and that's in churches. And so to be able to bring a community together of people who want to sing in a choir, who are finding diminishing opportunities to be able to do that, is a real thrill to get people. And I see the enthusiasm in the singers in the choir as they're getting to experience that unique choral singing endeavor, the power of bringing voices together to sing together with a common goal and a common artistic vision, is something that speaks deeply to the soul of everyone. So it's really great to be bringing that back from sort of a grander scale, just choral singing in general, to be bringing that back in our community is a real thrill. Mm-hmm.
We're also excited to bring this beautiful gift to our community, to create a sense of nostalgia for the people who have been a part of it in the past, whether in singing or being in the audience. And we also want to do this to honor those people from the past. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that we see in those pictures of the old tree that are no longer here with us. It's a great way to remember and to honor them too by doing something that was important to them and bringing it back into Marion.
That was Corey and Michelle Kreider, and now let's hear from John Michael Kreider, who is directing the Handbell Choir.
So this year we have a new bell choir at the church. We've been working a lot, very hard on some songs for the Living Christmas Tree. We're very excited. We've been working for almost 6-7 months now, practicing for this program. We got about 5 pieces we're going to play for the program. We're going to do a couple prelude pieces, and then we're going to actually do some songs in the program too. So it should be an exciting show, and we're going to maybe have a couple songs that are going to be familiar in there.
So, John Michael, tell me, what is your background with the bells and musical background?
Well, my musical background, I studied music in college. I was a music media production major, so I'm actually an audio engineer by trade. I have been in musical ensembles my whole life. I have a classical background in voice and cello and piano. And I have been a choir director for my a cappella group in college. So I have been a director of many musical ensembles throughout my life, and this is just the next one.
Yeah, well, very extensive background. Well, thank you. I appreciate your being part of this.
No problem. Thanks.
Again, that event at Foles Hall will be free, and it's on 5 dates during December, and 3 of those dates are evening programs, and 2 are daytime matinees. We'll be right back in just a moment with more news, sports, and outdoors after we hear a message from Marion and Company.
Enter a drawing at Marion and Company through November 30th for a chance to win up to 30% off one item. Check out the treasure trove of unique finds at Marion & Company's Rustic Antique and Vendor Mall, located in the former Conrad's Food Store building at 515 South Main Street in Marion.
You know, I try to share with you some of the features in the Crittenden Press during our podcast program here, and I want to take you back 50 years. This comes from a feature that we have in the Crittenden Press every week. It's called Throwback Thursday. And we highlight some things that were happening in our community's past. 50 years ago, the 1974-75 Rocket Round Ballers, the basketball team, was getting ready to get started. And some names you'll see in this article were Pat Perry, and of course, he's the grandfather of Travis Perry, who's playing right now at the University of Kentucky, along with some other local guys, Bennett Redd, David Perriman, Greg Morrill, Daryl Shear, Jimmy Croft, Phil LaFan, Steve Roberts, Danny Hodges, David Kelly, Keith Cosby, Clark Towery, Bart Conway, Donnie Mills, Don Thomas, Seldon Howerton, Mike Tinsley, Mike Templeton, and Mark Hamby. So you can check out that in this week's Crittenden Press, along with all the names of the Lady Rockets who were playing back then. The Throwback Thursday is really a cool feature, and we enjoy being able to bring that to you thanks to our archives that date back to the 1800s. In local obituaries, Jason Porter, 52, of Marion, died Wednesday, November 20th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. James Eugene Todd, 91, of Marion, died on November 25th at his home. Marion's Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for that funeral as well. In outdoors, the deer rifle season may be over. However, there's plenty more opportunity to be afield. Squirrel season gets back going tomorrow, as does dove and waterfowl seasons. That's duck hunting. Now, the duck hunting is just a very short period from November 28th to December 1st. Then it'll close back down for a time and then open up for a much more lengthy season on December 7th. And that one runs through the end of January. The turkey shotgun season is December 7th through 13th. And the deer hunting will be back in action with muzzleloader folks out there December 14th through the 22nd. And some folks have asked me about the late season youth hunt, which is free. You don't have to have a license for that. That will be the last weekend of the year, December 28th and 29th. I've got no meetings on my upcoming schedule over the next few days, but in sports, I want to tell you about an event over in Union County tomorrow. It's over at the Sturgis Airport. It's the Turkey Day Gobble Trot. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. They have for many years held a Thanksgiving morning 5K run and walk. Registration begins over there at 7 a.m. and a race starts at 8 a.m. Costs is $25. It's really a nice place if you're a runner to go compete in a 5K because it's all flat. You run on the runway over there. It's really a nice event. If you're into running on Thanksgiving morning, you can get that fitness in before you indulge yourself with all that Thanksgiving food. And we wish everyone a happy holiday and safe travels if you're going to be on the road. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.